We are heartbroken at the loss of a life. The life of a 17-year-old boy.
Pastor Derek Weston offered a prayer remembering Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed last February. At Gaunt Park in Yellow Springs, people held candles and sang, "We shall overcome," but also observed many moments of silence.
Because Trayvon can't have died in vain.
Yellow Springs resident Beth Bridgman.
And he's not the first young black man to be killed, and I'm worried that he won't be the last, and this is why we have to work together.
Protests across the state formed quickly after Saturday's decision by a Florida jury to acquit George Zimmerman in the death of Trayvon Martin. In Columbus, two groups marched three times around the State House building to object to what they called a miscarriage of justice. Thousands of people in other cities also protested the verdict, and more are still being scheduled. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.